Hey there, degenerates. Do you have a band? Do you have a podcast? Do you have a business? Or do you even have just an event that's coming up that you'd like to promote? Well, I'll tell you what's probably good for you. It's the Oh No advertising program. Right now, for only $50 a month, you get an ad on a weekly Oh No radio show. Not only that, but you get all the Facebook and Twitter promotions that we can throw your way. On top of that, when the new ohnomedia.com website is built, you will have an ad on the front page that people can go and they can visit and they can click on and do anything that they do with ads. You know how they work. Anyway, for $50 a month, you get all that. And there's one other thing that's even better. It's amazing. Guess what, guys? The first month, for a limited time only, is free! That's right. Free advertising for a month. Please sign up by emailing Owen at ohnoradioshow.com or find us on Facebook at Oh No Radio Show. I'm excited tonight.
Are you?
I am, because it's another edition of the Oh No Radio Show.
Yeah. Holy
the
shit.
The finest show in town. I say the funnest show in town. The funnest show that's in my house where I get to drink beer all night long and hang out with my friends that's in this town.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, like I said, this is the Oh No Radio Show, and I am your host, Owen. Alongside my good friends, Zach.
Hey.
Ty.
Hey, buddy.
And back again, Barilli is here.
Holy shit.
Welcome back, Tom.
Gentlemen.
I don't know if you're a guest anymore. I don't know what you are. Well,
we called
call
you
me a disciple of the couch, Alan.
A disciple of the couch, indeed.
Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm not.
A Barillicorn.
Either
a legend, maybe.
Either way, we are very happy to get some Barilli time back in our lives.
It's wonderful to be here with you, gentlemen.
Very happy to be with all of you on this fine evening. I dare say I'm sick of the cold.
Oh yeah,
starting off with it.
It's time to get rid of the cold.
Us Florida boys, yeah. We're done with it. It's like we had our couple weeks. Like
yeah, 2 weeks is enough.
Yeah, then you bounce back Florida yep. with this hot shit, and then it's cold again. And now I'm just angry because I got sweaters that I put away. I bring back sweaters. I'm sick and tired of it. And I was already sick, like, for real this year.
Yeah? Would you have a cold?
Oh, I was.
You had it all.
Sniffles?
I had it all. Aww. And today, I woke up sneezing like a motherfucker. Been sneezing all day.
Your nose
sniffles.
Looks redder than
and
usual.
I'm pissed off. I'm just like, I just did this.
I feel like every show you say you're sick.
I'm not.
we're taking time bitching. Bombs over here, guys. One of us is going to be waking up with chills tomorrow. Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I start my show week or show, you know, rather. Yeah. And it's kind of I don't judge my weeks now by Monday through Friday or anything like that. My week starts on a Thursday with the radio show and then goes through the following radio show.
Right,
so some of my weeks
thing.
Are 4 days. It's really tough.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really tough.
So it's we're your Monday.
Yeah, this is Monday right now.
Monday is not a very exciting day of the week. I figure like this would be a cool Friday party. Oh No Radio Show.
See, no, that's not what you get, man. Because
Owen loves his Mondays.
I love my Mondays, and it's the end of me having to worry about fucking finding clips and shit to talk about all week. I gotta fucking run this goddamn show. No one gives me any fucking help with anything.
Sorry.
And
I quivers a little.
You know, I don't know what you...
I throw creepy shit up there. Either you take it or not, you know?
I don't do shit.
No, I do nothing. You definitely don't do anything.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm throwing it right back on you guys this week.
Oh,
and I want to hear about
shit.
Your experiences. We'll get to you, Tom, in a minute. Tom, you've been away on what I'm calling a job vacation or a vacation job.
A 3-week one, right?
A jacation.
A jobcation.
A jobcation. That might be what it was. Right. And we'll get back to that in a little bit. But more importantly, Zach just went in between our last show, which was last Wednesday. We did it a day early.
Yeah.
And today, you have come and actually, no, it was last Tuesday, if you remember. It was a weird day.
Tuesday show.
So you left on Wednesday and you came back Sunday. You've already been and been to and come back from Mardi Gras.
Yeah, yeah. Just as you said, went out there with the family, had a blast through. That fucking city's amazing. I mean, have you guys been to New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. I went not too long ago. I was in New Orleans. It was awesome.
The culture, the food. You know,
the
just
people.
The art, the people.
It's a great place.
There's
the
nowhere
music,
else.
The piss.
Yeah, the piss, too, if you're at Mardi Gras.
Have you gone to it?
I have never been to New
Orleans. It's a very unique
Mardi Gras
place.
Or not. No, I've
where a puddle turns into a toilet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But
did you hold the big beer sign, dude?
I did not. No.
Okay, yeah.
I learned the lesson
on that.
This is my second Mardi Gras, and it's fucking wild,
yeah,
dude.
Awesome.
Like, I've been all around the world partying. Like, I've been to Thailand. I've been to California, like other places, and you know, but fucking New Orleans is insane, dude.
Nothing compares, right?
No, nothing compares. Just because it's just mainly the culture and the amount of people there.
But it's only for Mardi Gras. It's not New Orleans.
I don't know. I've only been to New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
I was there for Halloween, and it was. Yeah. I mean, it was in nowhere the scope of Mardi Gras, but it was a disaster walking.
Yeah, and they
it
do
was
debauchery
insane.
Level.
Yeah,
was
it was
high.
Fucking nuts.
I'm sure Jazz Fest is up there too.
Yeah, I bet that's a huge celebrated time.
Man,
but no, I did want to share one story with you guys,
nice.
And of course, it's a fucking negative one. One of the bad things that happened to me.
Well, before we even start.
Shit.
Does this have anything to do with a picture your dad might have posted on Facebook?
I don't know, because my family posts a lot of pictures.
They do. But there was one in particular where there's a group of people, and I believe your dad's words were, "It's okay now, guys," something along this line. One of our party was lost, but we have now found him again, and he can be seen in the back holding 4 rum cups.
No, that wasn't me.
Yes,
no.
That was definitely you.
Was it?
I love your social media deduction of
holding 4 rum cups, like stacked all in there. In
wow,
his,
Zach.
And you're in
do you remember
back,
this?
And you're in the back.
I didn't get that drunk, but I don't remember this. But I'll tell you what I remember.
Pull it up right now. You tell me the story. I'm going to pull up
recant
your dad's
it.
All
right.
So the very, very first day we're there, you know, we go to all the parades and shit.
Yeah.
And it was like the last parade, you know, it's like about the time to walk fucking 4 miles to our hotel. You know, I'm fucking toasted at this point. But we had, like, a good spot on the parade right on the front. And, you know, literally, like, 10 minutes before the last parade ended, this chick walks up to me that was in the parade. And this bitch fucking blew. She had it in her palm. Glitter.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
Point fucking blank into my face.
Oh, in your fucking eyes.
It went into my, I swear to God, into my nose, into my mouth.
Oh my God,
I was
dude.
Covered in fucking glitter. I was covered in glitter.
With no warning at all?
No, just like point blank, dude, just fucking.
It's funny to me.
How wasted are you at this
I wasn't
point?
That drunk. No. I immediately sobered up because I got so mad.
Oh.
And because that shit doesn't fucking wash off. Like,
no, it doesn't.
Like you,
and it's in your fucking eyeball.
Dude, and I have a beard. Like, the whole fucking
sorry,
time.
Dude.
The whole time in fucking New Orleans,
you
I was
glitter
fucking
beard?
Fabulous looking, dude.
So fabulous.
And you know, everyone's drunk there, so...
Gay guys are like, look
at
that twink.
I knew the moment it happened that I was going to get... People were going to say shit about it just walking through the streets.
Oh, no. What up, glitter boy?
Okay, and then so immediately I'm pissed. Yeah, and that became my name.
Oh, you look like Twilight.
Yeah, dude. That exactly,
you
dude.
All sparkly.
You say glitter boy, dude. That's what fucking, like, my whole... We call you... And Mardi Gras, your group is your crew.
Yeah, it's your crew.
It's your crew. And my whole crew, I was glitter boy, and I was so fucking pissed, dude.
Not even a comb could take that shit out,
dude,
right?
it was on me the whole time.
Evil. Glitter is evil. It gets in places you can never even imagine. Yep. It sticks to things in a way, like,
glue isn't even like glitter.
It's just like, sparkly, it, like powdery,
it's so,
right?
I think it's because it's just so light and so tiny.
Yeah.
It can just like get in places and stick to things.
Dude,
like,
it gets everywhere.
Were people rolling up on you asking for like Molly and ecstasy and shit?
No, this chick's like, I'm
the guy with the glitter beard has to have drugs.
Did you guys, have you guys been to Brothers in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, in the gas station?
Yeah.
Okay, dude, it's a fucking fried chicken joint inside of a, well, not a gas station, but a convenience store.
Okay.
Right on the corner in the heart of the French Quarter, and it's the best fucking fried chicken I've ever had, and it's so fucking good. But I'm in line because they get so busy. It's in a little corner store. You got to wait outside. And I'm waiting outside, and this fucking bitch, she's all drunk. And she comes up to me. You have, like, this is the first thing. You have glitter all over you. I'm like, and I'm already pissed at this point. I'm already pissed. Yeah, no fucking shit. Keen observation. Like, I'm mad, man. And then she just goes off and off, and I'm like, get to the back of the line. I just want some chicken. Shut up about my glitter. I'm tired of hearing that shit.
I got to add some chicken to this beard.
Man, your dreams are already fucked this evening, I think, Zach.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
but it was still a good time. It was a great time.
Now, how could it not be? It's fantastic.
You were doubting this picture. I think this is kind of a re-like or a repost because there's not the comment on it, but...
Where do you see? It's kind of a weird, like, shadowy blend of people.
I'm dabbing in the back, dude. No. I threw the dab.
Where? Yeah, it is a dab.
You have four cups. They are stacked.
There's a guy behind him, and that's the guy that
that's
has
not
the
me.
Cups.
Yeah, that's not
that's
me.
Another person's.
I'm dabbing, dude.
I don't know.
Do you guys know about this? Know. Like in popular culture,
the
dab is hot right now.
I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, that's your arm.
I have a certain kind of dab. I do. It's not like that.
Okay, I see.
That's all I know.
I saw it. I saw the picture wrong. It looks okay.
It keeps coming up, man.
I didn't even notice that arm. That's like an optical illusion.
He's doing the dab.
Oh, yeah. I dabbed hard in that picture.
He is.
Who's the guy with the random four cups?
It'd be awesome if he was just a random guy at the actual place.
Who knows?
He's homeless. Homeless guy.
That spot was dope, though, because, dude, the parades get so packed, and they're really, really long parade routes, but the whole route is just packed with people if you don't get there early. But they have these little pavilions or platform-type things. You can pay $10 to get on. And we got lucky. It was one of the busiest parades, and we got our own platform.
Duncan.
And so you're, like, right next to the fucking floats. You know what I mean?
And what are you getting, though? You're just getting a bunch of fucking
beads
and shit?
It sounds like when the first time I went, I was like, this is stupid. Like, at first, this is stupid, but it's fun. Like, people get...
Who dat call it?
There's different levels of beads. You try to get the cool shit. It's fun.
Yeah,
and there is cool shit.
Did you get a lot of beads taken?
Oh yeah, I got it. We got four fucking bags.
Oh sweet,
huge bags full of them.
Beads.
Here's someone that knows a thing or two about some New Orleans.
He's flashed his titties for some beads.
I hear we're talking about beards, and then we're talking about dabbing, and I'm like,
wrong kind of dabbing, Duncan.
I know. I call bullshit on that. It needs a different.
It's not
name.
The fun kind.
Yeah,
it makes me mad every time people talk about it because I'm like, yeah, dabs.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and they're doing this silly hand move thing. Is all they're doing.
It's like a sideways Hitler.
Exactly. It's a side Hitler.
Side Hitler, yeah.
A side Heil. The side Heil.
Well, it's like it's two-handed, though.
Is that how you do it? Or you
at least one arm is praising Hitler.
Yeah, there's some sort of aspect of Aryan-ness in there.
Yeah, and with the swastika on our shoulders, you know.
Anyway.
It makes it.
Anyway, bud, how you doing?
Hey. Doing wonderful, wonderful, boys. It's good, nice to hear the whole crew is back together.
Yep.
I'm sorry you got glitter bearded.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Have you ever been to Mardi Gras, Duncan?
I mean, aside from the Mardi Gras, you obviously know I've been.
Yeah, not the real one. You've never been to the real one?
We've all been to one called that.
I feel bad for you.
I've been to New Orleans a handful of times, but never to Mardi Gras.
See, I want to go when it's not Mardi Gras, because Mardi Gras is cool, but it's a little fucking crazy for me. I just want to go see the city.
It's a beautiful city.
I mean, it's still a shit show, no matter what time of year you're there.
Really? Really?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I've been there in October. I was there in December. Like,
well, because you can get drinks to go, and the bars don't close.
I was there in late November, and it was pretty calm, except right after Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Is this not New Orleans good one. Theme music?
Yeah.
This is not New Orleans theme music.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah, this is horrible.
This is a horrible music cue.
It's tradition.
It really is. This is it. This is it.
There's a little more Nolens in
there. Now we're talking.
There it is.
Is this Zydeco?
They don't make that noise either.
Yeah.
Are we in Barbados? Are we in Barbados or fucking
it's New Orleans?
Carnival.
You got to get some washboard, right, Duncan? Tell him I know how to do Mardi Gras. Right? I've been to Universal Studios, and I've seen what they do. You got to have a guy with a fucking fork and a washboard with some spoons. Yeah, you got to get that. Cutlery is important. You got to get some horns.
Yep.
You got to get a lot of black people.
Wow. You've learned so much at the factory.
Dancing around. You know? There's also mild costuming. It's kind of...
Yeah.
It's kind of like LARPing,
costumes.
Really. I think it's LARPing in New Orleans.
It's basically
without
LARPing.
Swords.
It's LARPing with floats.
And beads.
I nailed it.
And slashing your breasts are encouraged.
Listening to you guys talk about Mardi Gras pisses me off. There's nothing like this.
That's great. Coming from a bunch of people that have never been at the actual Mardi Gras.
Especially me.
It's our fantasy
think about. Don't play the same 20 minutes of this music on a loop throughout your whole day everywhere you go?
God damn
it,
Owen.
That?
You work way... Yeah.
No one wants
this
to
This is
hear
way
about...
too theme parky for me.
Does the factory... Your factory really play this kind of shit?
Oh, God.
That is not fucking Mardi Gras at all. That's not New Orleans at all. What is that?
That's factory for you.
Uh-huh. That's totally factoryized experience.
All right,
experience.
Look, let me lighten the it's mood a little bit. The reason I called.
What the fuck?
Oh,
that's so weird.
Friend, let the good times roll.
Owen missed his calling as a fucking barker at Carnival in Mardi Gras.
Owen's had too many days at Step Off, I think.
That's right. We're getting a little factory too talky there, but it's fine. It's fine.
Let me break that just right in half.
Thank you.
So the reason I called is to let
you're broken up.
You guys know that that the state of Colorado. Oh, God damn it.
You're good. Oh, you're there. Okay. You're there. We got you.
It was at the important part.
All right. No. here's the important part.
We're jinxing
what?
It.
I'm right here.
Everybody don't move. The signal will be better.
Right. State of Colorado in 2015 sold $996,184,788 worth of recreational and medical cannabis.
They didn't.
I thought you were going to say yesterday.
You said million.
Is it mill or bill?
Mill.
It's
1 billion.
Just under a bill.
Holy shit! In 1 year.
God.
In 1 year.
Holy
fuck! They couldn't find that other 4 million just to push it over. Well, yeah. The billion.
I mean, I think you could conservatively. I think you could be okay with bumping that up to a billion.
Well, weren't living there, Ty? You'd have been the push.
Weren't they making?
No, Ty came out.
Ty is the 1% of what Denver needs. You need to. You are a literal 1% of that. If you move there, that'd be great.
That would help.
It would help.
Duncan,
Ty's the swing vote.
Weren't they making so much money on it that they stopped taxing it or something?
Mm. There was a one-day tax-free day.
That's the greatest day ever. That's like the day, the day when you were a kid and there was like you went school shopping.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it was great. It was great because it was also a one-day tax-free day for your transfers between your grows and your extraction facilities. Like,
so it was for the businesses, basically.
Yeah, that sounds like business orientated.
We sent 500 pounds
sets.
Of resin.
Yeah.
It still sounded cool, even though you broke
it. It did. We got it.
It sounded cool, Duncan, but your phone is breaking up more than usual. I apologize for that.
I'm on the Wi-Fi that I'm standing directly in front of.
Turn the router to the right.
It might not just be you. It could be on this end, too. I mean, what can we say? So,
hey, man, how about that that big sports thing with the people? Was it crazy
when
it
all went down?
Were there lots of Super Bowls lit up?
I was working all day. But, yeah, there was close to 1 million people downtown.
All
holy
high.
Shit.
All high.
All
so fucking high.
In the middle of it.
I bet the people at the stadium were getting high off the air blowing around there just from outside.
They couldn't do it. Do you think there was a ton of people like just blazing up in the studio?
It's called pregame, and holy shit.
Oh, well, no, because we're idiots. The fucking Super Bowl wasn't there. The Super Bowl
was
there.
Oh, yeah, we're so stupid. Yeah, that's
Jesus Christ.
That goes to show how much sporty we all are.
There we go.
Yeah.
Even I caught that. I'm like, fucking no.
Good backpedal there. I was like, wait a minute.
Stuck.
San Francisco.
I always felt that was unfair. I was talking about this with Teresa, though, the other night, and I guess it wouldn't make sense because the Super Bowl is just one game. It's not like other sporting events where, like, you know, NBA, NHL,
series.
They have series. But I still feel it's, like, so unfair that the fans of a team, like, they, like, the team gets to that, like,
it sucks.
That main goal, right?
And they have,
like,
to go somewhere else
to go see them. Like, you can't have, like, three games and just kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, but
like,
the people that can pay for a Super Bowl ticket have the money to fucking fly somewhere to get,
I get it. It's not something that, like, it's set up that way. It's set up completely different.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I know cities, like, petition and, like, lobby to get
It's like getting the goddamn
Olympics
somewhere.
Exactly.
It's better than the Olympics,
it's better.
I'm pretty sure.
Rake in some dough.
There's a lot of stories though about the Olympics and how that, like, lately, like, it's becoming not as viable.
Yeah, look at all the weird countries that have adopted it, and
because
just why are they going there?
Well, and their standards are so ridiculous too that
the rider they come with,
that people have to spend so much
money.
Oh
God. Look at Sochi. They stopped building the hotels when people were there. They had barely finished the hotels. Yeah. There weren't doors or on fucking rooms and shit. Insane.
There was dogs running
around. Yeah, like killing the stray dog problem for the Olympics, you know? But Super Bowl is just probably grooming the best cities in America, you know?
You want to know one of the best things about the Super Bowl? Was seeing Papa John hug Peyton Manning right after he won. Like, right after the game ended, Papa John
sought
him out and hugged him.
So what was the connection there? That's just Papa John being Papa John.
No, well,
that was a mad PR move by Papa John to, like, dab him out, like, dab him.
Well, what up, dude? He's their spokesperson.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And he owns, I think, 17 or 18 franchises out here in Colorado. Does it?
He also has a big stake in Budweiser, and in his final press conference,
he
mentioned Budweiser like 3 times.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I am going to do. Drink a whole lot of Budweiser.
Yeah, that was like the I'm going to Disney World
is that
bullshit.
The new I'm going
That's
to
the
Disney
new I'm probably,
yeah.
it's
I'm
it's going to
totally
be bought
okay
out by a sponsor.
Budweiser.
It's going to be,
totally
hey,
okay
drop this
that.
Sponsor name now.
Because that gives Owen hope to have that big sponsor.
Exactly. What are these days? Oh man, Budweiser,
hey,
me and you. We're
the
going
Oh No Radio
top.
Show brought Bud to you by Budweiser.
I'll take that little beer and turn it into something grand, all right? I'll take that little beer.
Don't worry, alcoholics have already done that for you.
Dunks.
It's a brand new craft beer nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, it's Budweiser's. you got anything else you need to throw in before we let you go, man?
No, I just wanted to share that we
Thank
spent
you for sharing.
$1 on pot this year.
Go Mary Jane.
Hey, good for you. Thank you, our Mile High correspondent, Duncan from Denver here.
Yay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again next week, bud.
All right. Have
Later,
a
Duncan.
Love
you.
Love to Kelsey as well.
Always.
And your dog.
Kisses.
Baby.
Does he have a dog?
He does.
Okay,
cool. I got
it's
that.
About, right. I think it's Ginger might be able to beat it up. But
is it a foo-foo dog? Like
Ginger
a little
can
dog?
Beat up any
it's
dog.
It's a chihuahua.
Oh, yeah, foo-foo dog. Yeah.
It's foo-foo. Cool. It's a cool one.
Why can't I say his
there's
name?
No,
I know his name.
I was going to say, there's no cool chihuahuas.
Yeah, I've never met one.
For a chihuahua, it's pretty all right.
He'll bark at you for a second, then he's like, all right, cool.
Once he chills, he chills out, and he just fucking he's kind of like Duncan, you know? He just kind of chills and lays around all
and
the time.
And dabs.
And gets a mad contact high.
Probably, yeah.
That's the most fucking, that dog better not apply for a job anytime soon.
Well, it was funny, because I talked to Duncan, like, on the reg off air. And
on the reg.
On the reg.
Well, we hit it up on the reg.
It's pretty true.
We're cool like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, man, we got to talk wedding plans. We got to talk wrestling.
That's right,
we got to talk more. It's no wedding
it's
plans.
99%
it's 99%
wrestling.
It's all wrestling.
Tearing up over dudes retiring and
shit. That was big.
Keep that shit off the thread.
Daniel Bryan.
I saw that in the chat, and for you listeners, Owen said that he teared up in the Facebook chat that we had.
Very honestly, too.
I had no clue what the context was.
Yeah,
and
either.
To find out it was wrestling?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Totally
I lost wrestling. A little respect for him, too,
well,
Zach.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad
I just
someone else understands.
Right away.
Hey, that's fine.
I got to be honest. It is kind of a sad story
about
that guy,
younger
guy. It's a sad story.
It is. We don't want to go into that. Yeah. But
he's going to feature it next week.
I was going to talk about Duncan's dog and the fact, like, I'll be talking to him, and it's like they have this, you know, they got crazy amounts of snow, like, off and on in Denver.
Yeah.
You'd have to take the dog outside. The dog's just like
so
like,
little.
It's like underneath the snow. It's like, won't. Awesome. Yeah.
Got to put him in some babies.
Yeah, that's hard. You got to almost like shovel out its little like poo and pee area.
I think he does have booties for him now. I don't know. He probably does. He probably has little booties, I would imagine.
That's crazy, man. That's some crazy talk, dogs with shoes.
But yeah.
My family does it too. They have like a little wiener dog up north, and I was pissed when they told me that they put it in sweaters and booty. I'm like, just make it go outside and go to the bathroom.
Yeah. It's a dog, man. It has fur for a reason.
And then it'll get cold, and it'll be like, all right.
Like, what is that little sweater doing for him?
It's making its owner feel all gushy and cute.
It's making him look super duper cute. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he hates it the whole time. He's goddamn fucking humans. Yeah.
And that dog is losing respect for you day by day.
Doesn't your mom dress up Meatball?
If she does, it's because he's a rescue and he's got a bunch of bald patches. That would be why.
Just to dress him up a little bit.
Yeah, because he's a big old fucking English bulldog. But
have we ever talked about Zach's dog?
It sounds like a great dog.
He's amazing. Awesome, yeah.
He is fat and
I love
he's
English
awesome.
Bulldogs.
Man. Yeah, he's
those
super
faces,
cool.
Man.
Yeah.
I could see him in a leather jacket. We need to get him a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
He'd rock that, like a bomber jacket or
something. Yeah, bomber with
like
the fur
fawns.
Around the
Yeah,
dog fawns.
Yeah,
with the ONRS insignia.
We'll do that. We'll do that for Meatball.
That'll be available to buy soon. The Oh No Radio Show dog line.
Dog line of clothing. We skip.
You hit it big, Owen.
We skip people. We skip people. No, we just
people.
We just skip like all the merchandise for people. It's like no, we only sell merchandise for dogs.
We just rock some dog tank tops. Would be cool.
Yeah.
Just for the summertime.
It's cheaper. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Oh No Radio Show mesh dog shirts.
I'd be into that.
Let's go. We're designing them as we speak. Here we go. Bam. We're on it. It's going to be great.
I want dog hats. I like
dogs
dog, in
hats.
Hats
are hard to keep
know,
on a dog.
It's pretty tough.
The minute somebody invents it, though, like properly,
it does it right.
It's going to make $1 million.
I can't wait for that Kickstarter.
Dog hats.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I want to talk to you about dog hats. You can connect to your smartphone anytime you want and find out what your dog's thinking. What your dog's
it'll
hungry.
Is your dog hungry? Is your dog hungry?
Is your dog hungry?
It totally
is your dog ashamed of wearing the hat?
Probably, yes.
Dog hats.
Jesus Christ. So, moving on, talking to you, Tom, you did go on a jobcation, shall we say.
Holy crap, yeah.
The funniest thing is, yes, you were on a work trip, but every other day, we're getting videos and pictures of you doing all this cool shit. Like, hey, it's Tom skiing. Totally snowboarded, dude. It was rad. Here's the chairlift.
Getting paid for this.
Did like three total like runs down the hill. That's what I call it now because I'm in it.
I'm really glad I don't like skiing. That was a benefit. I didn't want to ski.
No, you hate.
I skied when I was a kid, and I just didn't like it. It didn't catch me. But there was a lot of skiing there. Like there were the people that I went with. I was with like three other people. Two of them went skiing. Four fucking times we were there, and they were.
Are they skiers though?
Well, they were like one kid was a snowboarder, and the other guy liked to ski. So that they had their like paradise there. They were just like, we're gonna go skiing. I tubed. I went snow tubing.
Did
that
you?
Was fucking
hell
awesome.
Yeah. Hell yes.
And it was really cheap, and it was like, you know, they do the proper setup. They got the little chairlift thingy that takes you up, and the routes were fun, you know.
So you can go the same places that the skiers and the snowboarders
It was actually
go?
an entirely separate little place for the tubing.
Okay.
But it was almost like going skiing. You go, you buy like a 2-hour pass and get to wear it on your coat. And then they got like real professional tubes, like inner tubes.
Yeah.
Can you control them? Can you?
Well, the only thing that you can really do is, it's funny because like the front of them have like a rope on them with like a handle for you to carry them up the hill.
Okay.
But what we started to find out was when you go down with somebody else and you get in front of that person and then you fucking pull that person as fast as you can and you keep just like going back and forth and you go faster and faster down the hill.
That sounds fun.
So we would just be whipping people around.
You know? That's fun.
Yeah. So that's made cool. It kind of like a little more exciting than just bombing down a hill, you know?
Totally.
But it was good.
Yeah, we don't get that in Florida, so anytime you got a chance to something like that.
And I haven't had that opportunity. And it snowed a shit ton in Utah where I was. It was like we had many nights of like that thick, heavy snow. Like, you know, like snow that it's like it's so snowy it's like deafening. Like
this is Park City. You're staying in
Park City, Utah, yeah.
Beautiful, isn't it though?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. It was as picturesque as you had told me, because you said you had gone to Sundance as a kid.
Yep.
And it's really classy place, and it's just really small. It's like there's just the downtown, and then around it is like condos and the ski place.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And it was like a bunch of movies, you know, and that's all it was.
I don't know if this is when you were out there or not, but my personal favorite was the Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
You just run up with
that was my Snapchat while I was up there.
Fistful of hay.
Yeah, because they would throw
the girl's face.
That one was good. That was your
Hey Girl. Hey.
Like I spit
I
out
did a couple.
Some food that I was
did
chewing
you?
When
nice.
I saw that. I was
I
like,
did. Well, it was funny because I was walking with the other camera guy, and it was like when it snowed a lot. I mean, it was a total job for these dudes to go, like, salt the sidewalks and shovel them. And then they were just, like, putting hay down for some reason everywhere. I was like, I guess hay's the way to go, like, so you don't trip. But then we did the Hey Girl. I did it one time to a girl.
For those of you who don't know what he's explaining, it's basically just, Tom was taking a handful of hay, basically pointing a camera in people's faces.
I had
spaces,
my camera phone.
Camera phone.
Yeah. And Hey Girl, hey.
And waving the hay in front of
right.
their faces.
And so I had like one girl that didn't think it was funny, and I was like, I'm sorry, you know? Like, sure. I just,
but that's
like,
the one that you seem
it.
To stick with and really
oh,
go
God,
for
God, you
it.
Gotta I go mean, for it. Yeah. Either they're just gonna laugh or it's funny, or you're a creepy dude and they slap you.
But apart from that, every time like we'd get something from you, it's like, okay, you just went tubing, you're hey girling all over the place.
Hey girling all up in this motherfucker.
And now you're fucking doing like VR,
dude. Best part
shit.
Of Sundance. Stand
all right,
down.
Explain all this to the people.
Okay, so
this is what I'm. All
one
about
of the
here.
Biggest sponsors at Sundance this year were companies like Samsung, Lucasfilms, like people that were pushing the envelope with virtual reality. They had an entire like little complex in Park City Main Street. It was called New Frontiers, and each level had multiple virtual reality sessions you could go to.
Hell yeah.
They were so popular. We lucked out only for the fact that we were press, so they would give you a press screening of it. So we'd have to go like kind of earlier in the morning and then get signed up, but we would still get slots. So we did go one day, and we were able to do – I did like six immersions, like experiences, damn, virtual reality. One was just an Oculus Rift, which is the one that's more popular coming out. Right. So that's just a headset, the consumer, you know, you put your phone on it. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool. I did the first one I did. It was really funny. The girl was like, well, this one is kind of cool if you like drugs. And I was like, yeah, I'll try that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I didn't even have her give me any other choices. She was like, well, there's other ones. I'm like, oh, give me the drugs one.
Give me the drugs one.
So I did the drugs one, and it was awesome. It was like you're in the world, and it's like this creepy, like, Strawberry Fields Forever music, and then this giant Cheshire Cat head is just like, hello, and it's like it just floats around
awesome.
You in 360, and I just was geeking out on that. I thought that was fucking
all right,
pretty
so you
pretty
did that
awesome.
One, but you did other ones.
The second one I think was the best one, and it was full VR. So like they put stuff around my wrists, stuff around my damn. shoes. I had to wear a backpack.
Wow.
And the goggles, like the headset. And it was me and the other, like, the guy that was there that was the host of the show. I did it. You had to team up with people. You do a two-player thing. They put you in this just, I don't know, like a 12 by 12 black felt room. And you're immediately, when they turn it on, you're just like, it was like walking around in a video game. When I held my arms out, it was like Lawnmower Man shit. Like, my arm was all, like, computer, like, virtual reality.
Did you ever hit the wall?
Well, the funny thing was is they were like, yeah, you know, feel free to explore the space. You know, they give you like the talk before, and he's like, but listen, don't grab a wall because it's not there. Like he said, people lean on the fucking walls and they fall over and shit.
Yeah.
So the first one was cool. It was like you were on this like hovercraft thing, and it was like the host guy said it best. He was like, I feel like we're in Blade Runner. I was like, yeah, it's nuts. Like you could look up. It was like tall kind of futuristic buildings, and each they made you do three levels. Each level, you would have to find a gem, and you put a gem into this slot. But what they did is they just literally like coated these like blocks on the floor. So when I held it, it looked like this crystal thing. And I would put it into the little like map thing or the little locket, and it would take you to the next level. And then the guy I was with did fall in the end, which was really funny. Because the last thing they made you do is you get like a one person has a torch. And it was crazy because the guy's got the torch, and as he everywhere he moves it, it's lighting up this virtual reality. So, I mean, it's super smart stuff, like cutting edge shit.
That's
and let me ask you, okay, as cool as this all sounds, and I trust me, it sounds cool. What do you see as like practical application? After,
see,
like,
I don't see it being cheap. It just doesn't feel like it's something. Okay, the Oculus,
is it the rebirth of the arcade? Perhaps something like that.
Maybe you go to like buildings. Okay, you know how you can do like a laser tag or something. Maybe it takes over that spectrum where you go to a facility, you pay, and you get an immersive experience.
That's such a specialized
But home consumer stuff yet? That's the problem. Is like I think they're going to try to make Oculus Rift take off because that's a little easier. That's more like consumer brand stuff. But some of that other shit, that's just not going to be like. You know, unless you're super rich and you're like, I want a VR room installed in my house or something. You're not going to get that.
But even if they set those up on iDrive, you know, let's say
it's
like,
going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Like they're going to that would be
a main attraction.
For how long,
though? You know, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It'd probably be a fucking 10-minute thing, but people would
technology
pay up to do it.
It's in the beginning.
It's
though,
very
you know?
New. Yeah. It's and the guy and the people that were there that were like
Five
developing
years from
it
now.
And stuff. That's what they're trying to do is how do they push that technology into like the biggest industries? Like gaming is obviously a
the
sell.
Number,
they're going to get that definitely.
Yeah,
but
how do they?
But
push
why
it
they
now
were
into
at Sundance
film?
Is they said they need to start figuring out how you immerse an audience. With film, like how what's a cool VR?
Man.
They had one which
to be
was
able to walk around in
that's
a movie,
what I'm saying.
Essentially,
or tilt your head around and like watch a bigger picture than your you know focus on the things you want to focus on. As
and I guess
playing.
That's a really good answer to the question originally. Yeah. Like, what's the practical application? That
there
is almost
is.
One of
there
the coolest ones right there. And why they obviously were at Sundance and so
they're
on.
They're trying
and so
to get.
Forth.
They're trying to become synonymous with it.
How is the visual quality? Like how does that compare to seeing a screen or anything, you know what I mean? Like what's that sort of resolution like to you?
I felt that the one that was like the full one with the backpack and all the other stuff, I felt that one was like it still was at the level of like playing PlayStation 3. All right, like I guess I could say like you could tell it was graphics, you could tell it was a video game styling or whatever, the design and development. The ones that you wore the headsets for, they had a couple that were like they did one where you were a diver and that was like what we were just talking about, like you'd start the movie fades in and like you're on a boat and then you can look to your right and there's a guy sitting on the end of the boat. It's like it's driving, but the guy talking to you is who you can turn and like look your attention to.
Jesus.
So they immerse you in that. The only problem I had with Oculus Rift is it wasn't comfortable.
Okay.
I feel that's going to be a huge thing because if you're not going to be in
it's
comfort.
It's pretty bulky, right?
Yeah, it's bulky, but it's like how it rests on your eyes. And another thing, and I said this one of the times I did it, was I felt like I had to like hold it and push it closer to my eyes.
You almost need like swim goggles to like fucking.
Right? Yeah, because once it went out of focus, you got taken out of it a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
So I do think they're still working out the kinks, but boy, it's cool. I mean, they've come a long way.
That's actually really interesting.
I was really impressed. I
can't wait to try.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Do you, do you want to talk about some of the other highlights of your trip?
Right. Also, porn. Don't forget about porn.
Dude, once porn buys into it, which I'm sure it already is,
I think it's
starting to become big. It's a seller.
That's true.
There's going to be lots of guys just strapping them things on and
hey,
which kind of ties into something I wanted to talk about and something I pulled up earlier today. I didn't know that it had happened yet. But hoverboard porn is official.
I heard that.
Hoverboard porn is official.
I heard it.
I don't like playing porn in this room for you guys, so I did not pull like the clip, but I did pull a GIF for you. Are we saying GIF on this show or are we GIFs?
It's GIF.
I still think it's GIF.
GIF? I've never really called it a GIF. I think GIF sounds strange. GIF is like peanut butter.
Some people do,
GIF,
though.
GIF.
So there you go.
That's some coordination.
That is coordination at its finest.
It's a workout, too.
Man, woman, doggy style. She's in high heels. Both of them are on hoverboards. Not just
she's
one,
also
but
a
two.
Dirty skank.
And she's also a dirty skank.
Really, really dirty skank.
But yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I like how he's got to keep his hands on his ass to like just keep the like pendulum motion going.
Do you guys see people riding hoverboards a lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed when
Not
I was
really.
In LA? tons of people on those fucking hoverboards walking around the streets.
LA
it was
would
weird,
have
man.
Hoverboards.
Yeah, and it was real kind of pretentious too. It'd just be like some dude in like a fucking tweed coat on one. Like, what the fuck are you doing on that thing?
Smoking a pipe, like
vaping.
Fucking, yeah, totally vaping.
Dude, he's like, vaping was out of control there too. Like so many times you'd be sitting like eating we were at some like place eating a burger and there's like people like everybody in the table next to us was like vaping. It's like, well, what is going on?
With this one though, like boning on a hoverboard. I feel like even if I had mastered the hoverboard,
how long are you gonna keep it up?
I don't know. This is it is difficult. It looks,
but you're not putting in any effort, really. It's effortless, isn't it?
Have you? I guess so. Have you seen the one the clip that's going around on the net right now? I guess I should have pulled it, but it's the fucking this little fat kid on a hoverboard, but he's on his knees.
Yeah, I saw, and he's like eating candy.
He's like eating candy, and he can just like kneel down. It's just like
he's obese. Yeah,
yeah, he's an obese like 5-6 year old.
Yeah,
he's eating his candy.
We're turning into that movie Wall-E already. Yeah. It's like we are going to be the fat like people on these hover devices.
Gonna lose
slobbish Jabba the Hutt.
I almost saw someone eat shit on a hoverboard.
Good.
Yeah, it was so close, and I was so disappointed. He like he managed to stay on his feet, but he was about to eat shit, and I was like, God damn,
that's some instant karma right there. Yeah. For fucking buying that $300.
Any hoverboards at Sundance?
There was one that had an all-terrain tire on it. It was incredible.
Yeah, no.
There was, if you could, you would need to have chains on the tires of that fucking hoverboard.
Now, that would be badass.
That would be actually kind of cool.
Especially if you're just riding that on the street, you know, in Florida. Yeah.
Dude, they had these little teeny, which I thought were super cool. They had these little, like, tractor things, but they had, like, tank turbine tires, and those little bitches would just like roll up on the sidewalk and just like plow it really fast. That's I was like, cool. Those things are badass. That guy's got a cool job.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Anything else from Sundance while we're at it?
I mean, it was the only way I could sum it up is like it's lots of celebrities walking around.
Yeah.
We worked press, so we were just kind of all up in that element of it, doing the red carpets. Doing the after parties were kind of strange. Again, it's just like a lot of like sexy people in, you know,
it's Hollywood.
Ski lodge wear. Yeah, it was very weird.
I remember when I was there, I met the Hansons.
No shit.
I met the Hansons.
Look at that.
They
were at some, you know, cool after party that I was at right there. I met Courtney Love. She sat next to me.
Really? Dude, that's pretty awesome.
So, that's cool.
Now, did they do it at like, just like when we were there, it's just like at a certain venue does the after party and like a lodge style thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
They all were the same. It was like everyone had a slight different thing to it, but it was just like, oh, it's a kid playing on a laptop saying he's a DJ and there's, you know, free food and beer.
That's it. That's exactly it.
And sponsors. Sponsors just fuck everything.
And Hanson was there.
Yeah, I did not get any Hanson love.
I got some Hanson. I did see Danny Glover in the airport.
Dad, I saw Danny Glover too. I saw old Danny Glover.
And mine was old. Yeah, when I saw
him. Oh, he was old, talking. Danny. I was like, man, Danny Glover is old.
Did he have his cane? Because when I saw him, he even had a cane.
No. He was just rocking some Danny Glover.
That was
after
his third knee surgery.
You know what's really funny? Okay, I got a quick Danny Glover story. So we're on the red carpet line. Danny Glover's walking toward us, and I was just like, the host was a nice dude, but I felt like it was his first time hosting. Like, he couldn't come up with like funny, like good. Like, he was just like thinking of his interviews as they were walking down. It was like if you did a red carpet.
Yeah.
And at one point I was like, man, Danny Glover was the bomb in Predator 2.
I dropped
Predator 2, right? So he's asking him questions. He's just like, you know, out of all the roles like you played, Danny, like what are some of the ones that, you know, like you are memorable to you? And he like stammered on the question for a while, but he's like, yeah, you know, Predator 2, you know, people never thought that that was me up there. And I was like, say that, Predator 2, man.
Predator 2.
Coming through a pickle. He knew. We loved him in Predator 2.
And that's probably when the movie has wrecked his knee, too, probably.
And his career.
Yeah. Well, that too.
He came back. I mean, he's doing
Predator 2 is awesome.
He did Operation Dumbo Drop. That saved him.
He did that movie Pure Luck with Martin Short. You remember that?
No, I don't think I caught that one.
Yeah, classic 80s.
No shit. I think it's almost break time. I don't know.
Take us to break.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
We can come back and really pound the pavement.
It's almost break time. I guess the one question I have for you that's going in my mind we're going to be starting to do something pretty soon here. I think starting next week.
All right.
You're going to look forward to this on breaks, guys.
Oh, nice.
We're going to be playing records. We've all got pretty cool record collections. I've just got a new, you know, record deck. I got it all set up. I'm going to basically run a cord to my living room, pump it into the board.
Yeah.
So when we go to break, we'll just get one of our records, side of one of the records or something, you know, when we go to break. That's something we can probably do for warm-up music or whatever.
It's great.
Kind of maybe theme it out.
It's very original.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you know, kind of throw that in there.
POC.
But one of the records that I've just recently received or just bought, I bought it used down at good old Park Ave, you know, store in town. Yeah. They have a great used selection.
What a place.
Shout out to them. Free sponsor. Right
there. Yeah, right.
I went and bought a Gary Glitter album.
How much did that run you, by the way?
$3.99
Oh, it's
way,
worth it.
Way worth it.
There was something
in the pit of my stomach where you were going to say $9.99.
No, it was a $3.99
There you go. That's worth it.
And I saw it, and it was perfect condition. And I'm just like, you know,
you're coming home with me.
You're coming home with me. It's funny, because I don't have the record player hooked up yet. I was hoping to have it hooked up tonight. But don't worry, cord's on its way. We're going to hook it up next week. All's going to be good. Gary Glitter, though, for those of you who don't know, is the guy that did basically the song that you hear at every sporting event.
It was on Jock Jams, Volume 1.
Yep. You'll know it as Rock and Roll Part 2. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Hey! Hey, song. Oh, yeah. Now all the bands play it.
Yeah. So, okay. You all know that song. That's what he's most famous for.
Well, he's famous for something else, too, Owen.
He's also famous for basically raping kids.
he had a taste for the child porn.
He did. I think he got bust. Oh, we can pull it up here. I think it goes basically that.
I mean, look at the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him.
I would have pinned him.
He was.
That open shirt like that.
I feel like he was a little bit older too when he kind of like started the in the business. Like he's older than you would expected him. Like
he was born in 1944.
He's like late 40.
Jesus Christ.
He was in World War II. Shit.
I don't know.
His
what I'm
daddy
saying.
Was fighting the Nazis.
When he gained some popularity in the 70s, he was kind of like old. To be like amongst like your Bowies, like is this guy's kind of glam rock?
He's like a poor man's Bowie.
Yeah, it's kind of
real poor man.
We'll just do some Wikipedia here. Paul Francis Gadd, born 8th of May 1944, known by the stage name Gary Glitter, is an English former glam rock singer, songwriter, and musician who achieved great popular success between the early 1970s and mid 1980s. He was known for his extreme glam image of glitter suits, makeup and platform boots, and his energetic live performances. He sold over 20 million records, spent 168 weeks in the UK charts, and has had 21 hit singles, placing him in the top 100 most successful chart acts.
Damn.
From 1997,
he got weird.
He gained notoriety for sex offense convictions.
So he's what, 60-something at that?
Probably about that point. Yeah. Being imprisoned for possession of child pornography in 1999 and child sexual abuse and attempted rape in 2006 and 2015.
Jesus.
So, yeah. He's got a long history.
That fella.
It's fucked up because every person that hears that song at a sporting event, they have no clue.
No, they don't.
That a fucking pedophile.
That a pedophile
wrote that. And they're fucking jamming to that shit.
Glitter.
And it's played at kids' games.
Yeah. Glitter lived in, like, they eventually caught him overseas. They caught him in your Thailand. Like, he's fucked around in Thailand, Vietnam. Like you'll look. Like, he's got a history of child
he's
porn
a
and all this.
Global pedophile.
God, he's going to go knocking on a lot of doors.
Glitter lived in Cambodia in 2002 before being deported and banned from the country. After
that's
which
where he got his taste
he
for.
He settled in
Cambodian
Vietnam
boys.
Because of suspected child sex.
Wow.
But they love that in Cambodia, man. That's probably a thing.
So yeah, total
he
creep.
He got his taste for it there.
He's still in jail. I think he's serving.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's still in jail.
Good.
Wow. Yeah, I think he's serving criminal penalty 16 years as of February 2015. So as of this year, he's serving 16 years.
Oh, so he goes to jail now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got 16,
yeah.
16 more years.
That'd be jail. Awesome before he goes. He just has like a little CD Walkman or player. He's like, play it for me. Just get play that song for him as he's going to fucking all his possessions taken
fuck that
from
guy.
Him.
Yeah, fuck that guy. You're absolutely
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, you course the little kids.
I bought
you
the
go
album,
to jail.
And first off, the album that I bought is not on Apple Music, which I was probably about to play it from here.
Hmm.
But it's fucking awesome.
Awesome.
And,
that's good.
And I'm really happy that it's a because it's a great purchase. But there's, of course, one of the songs on there that you're just like, oh, man.
Does it point,
can
to,
I
the,
tell
does
from
it point
the title,
to the child
man.
Stuff?
It's called Do You Want to Touch
Me? I don't
want to
hear this,
oh,
dude.
My God.
No.
Did they play this at his trial?
They
yeah,
might as they should have.
Case
Exhibit
evidence.
B. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Hang on. I know. It's not playing.
God
two
damn
seconds
it,
here.
Owen.
Two seconds here. Yeah.
Da, na, na, na.
Hey! Da, na, na,
na. Oh.
Oh, he loved that drum beat, huh?
He did. He liked that.
God, he didn't really veer far from
same
that.
Same drum machine.
Oh, it already screams.
Hey! See, you can do it
fuck
to this
your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
Don't tell your parents.
Fuck your dreams. Fuck your dreams. Let me touch your pee-pee. Let me touch your wang.
It's
super creepy.
Let me touch your pee-pee. Let me touch your wang.
It's so creepy.
You know what this reminds me of?
Hang on.
I've been here.
This is gonna go somewhere bad.
Not because of the touching of the pee-pee.
Oh, God.
I've heard this. Totally heard this.
Do you want to touch
so,
me?
So,
I'm going to tell my mom.
So, is that not the exact same as a Joan Jett song?
Kind of.
It's exact. It's Joan Jett.
If you listen to the album, the glam side of it does come out a lot more, like
really?
In the production and stuff.
Interesting.
It's actually really well mixed and really well produced. It's sad it's got this tarnish on it because there's
well, yeah,
some of his stuff that
fucking...
was a
yeah,
sound
but...
that never existed
yeah,
before
that's true.
This guy.
But it's also
know,
in the
so...
vein, too. I mean, look at like Michael Jackson. As much as like that dude is a fucking ultimate hit maker, but there's also this kind
it's
of reality
that
hey,
no, man.
I think it's perfectly okay to like someone's
I
music.
Yeah.
If they touch
yeah.
little
even
yeah, I agree.
If they touch little kids. I actually do.
Yeah.
Because the music
that.
Needs the music should be separated.
I'm not gonna pay for
well,
his music.
Yeah, but, art should be separated
okay.
from the person.
Now, does that also go with the Bill Cosby albums as well?
Because
yeah.
there's some good ones.
You don't agree with that statement?
The,
hang on,
the
hang
person
on.
I don't know
the,
if I can.
The person
either.
Is the artist, so how can their art be separate from the person?
Well, it can be.
Well, I think
mean,
it absolutely can.
In
yeah.
a very fucking...
Well, I think art, it's like their it's like that art is their expression, but I don't know if their
but there's
tendencies
something,
are behind that, right?
There's something in that person that's creating that art, so it's a part of that person.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, you're not,
but
not
I don't
wrong.
Think. But I don't think you have to like a person to like their art.
I agree, 100% on
and
that.
And I don't think. And I don't think.
No, I agree on that.
I mean,
I agree on that.
All right. So if I had picked up your album, I, sometimes
if Hitler
I get...
made super awesome paintings, they would still be super awesome paintings. If Hitler,
yeah,
you know,
true.
If
yeah,
Hit, if Hitler,
but that's
totally made
you
fucking
before.
A badass rock and roll record, I'd probably listen to
for
it.
For real though, if
I would
have picked
totally
up that record. Like if I would have picked up that record,
the Hitler
one of those,
album, the,
one
that
of those
hit, that
random
LP?
10 albums that you get, like a
yeah.
random album thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have jammed it and been like, man, this
is
fucking
this is
awesome.
Fucking great.
I would have jammed it for like a couple weeks and then figured out what it was, been like, oh.
Yeah. This
I
is
wish,
Hitler,
I wish,
dog.
I wish Hitler would have wrote dun, dun, dun,
da,
hey,
hey,
and just done it to the Nazis.
All
right, God, this has become a. We've talked about
that's
Nazis way too much on this program already.
That's okay, because before we go to break, apparently we do have a phone call. Jack Bender is on the line. Jack, can you hear us?
Hey, Bender.
Hey, gang, how's it going?
It's going good.
Hey,
have you been listening, or is this cold call?
I have. I've been listening. Listening as I've been driving home, I just had to weigh in. Definitely the Joan Jett song. I think she covered Gary Glitter. I didn't know until this moment. Is it a cover?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And it's totally not creepy when she's like, it's kind of hot when she's singing. It's like,
hot.
Do you want to touch me? Yeah, that sounds cool.
That is under exactly the circumstances, how
super
know
creepy
it.
When it's That's a dude singing the same song. But as far as like the art versus like the artist thing, I definitely think the art transcends whatever bad things the artist does, because it's a, like it's bigger than them at that point. So, you know, like if somebody created something awesome and then went on and killed somebody, like whatever they did, song, movie, whatever, like it's still there. It's still cool.
Yeah, it stands alone.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
it's its own product at that point. It's just its own thing.
Yeah, it's big. It's bigger than that person.
Yeah, like well put.
You
yeah,
know,
totally.
Whatever. Agree. So that's all I got. Just wanted to weigh in.
True that, Jack.
Cool, buddy.
No, cool. I appreciate it. And on that note, dude, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to play all the Gary Glitter when we go to break. That's going to be our
I feel
break
bad
music.
For the listeners.
Hey, they're going to love it. They're going to love
it. Now that we've
it.
Just constantly reminded them of all his pedophilia.
And Jack, no, we'll talk to you again sometime soon, all right? Hopefully about more
Definitely.
Than just... Hopefully more than...
Yeah, Jack.
About than Gary Glitter, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to New Orleans soon. I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
All right.
When I get that.
Yeah, sounds good, bud.
Watch out for
good.
Glitter, bro.
All right, right.
Glitter.
I guess he's right in that argument. I mean, even on a film,
he is.
If you want to think about it in a
Films
film way,
too,
like,
man.
You know, Rosemary's Baby, you know,
yeah.
getting to the Roman Polanski,
Roman
side,
Polanski
of the
side of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a
There's a bunch of other.
Woody Allen.
Woody.
Yeah.
Woody's been
Woody
there.
Allen.
Woody Allen rap? Oh, yeah. His daughter.
Fucking his.
Yeah, he's a creep.
What was the story with him?
Soon Me. Or
it was
whatever.
His.
It was like
adopted
Asian
daughter.
It wasn't his
Asian
real
daughter.
Birth daughter.
And then
but
he,
it's
yeah,
still.
And then
but still, yeah.
And then,
still
he, and then they, like, married each other later. It was very strange.
Very odd. Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey.
It's been a great first segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
we're
been fun.
We're still fucking your dreams.
Yeah,
all over the goddamn
fuck
place.
Fuck
stickers are available
sweet
now.
Stickers.
Fuck your dreams. Stickers, motherfucker.
Yo, come and get them.
And
you
can you get one, Owen?
How do you get one? I'll tell you how you get one. You buy a piece of merch. And to do that, you should probably just go and just donate the money to the site and send me an email because the page isn't built yet. But once the page is built over at onomedia.com, you're going to be able to go there. You're going to be able to, you know, get a... T-shirt, sticker, whatever
all
it is.
Shit.
All that shit.
All that shit y'all want.
In the meantime, email me. Email me. Owen@onoradioshow.com. If you really want a sticker, we'll make it happen. We love you. We'll be back in a few. 15, maybe 20 minutes. We'll see. You know how this works. And we're back.
Hey!
Wow, thanks for that.
You know how I roll.
Christ, dude, you're so quick to fire the gun.
Jesus. Dude, that's how I do
wow.
it.
Wow, okay,
I
coach,
keep,
we're in.
I gotta keep you on the nice, on your toes. Right.
I guess.
We're here.
We are here.
Made it
and
back
this
alive.
Is the Ono Radio Show.
Hey! Hey, we back.
Always gets weirder in
oh,
the second set.
No. I hope you enjoyed our Gary Glitter break.
Hope you haven't had any weird thoughts about maybe younger kids or
or flying to Thailand
if you have,
or going to Cambodia for vacation next year.
Don't do that. If
don't
you did have
the
weird
Gary
thoughts,
Glitter tour.
Don't get yeah, don't go on the Gary Glitter tour.
Just, name of the episode.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but we've always talked about my crazy angel trumpet tree that I have outside.
Yeah.
It's
that monster.
It was a
the
monster.
Audrey too.
Did you do it?
I did not do it. The
was
tree has
Gino?
Been significantly trimmed. Yes. Basically, long story short, this is one of these trees that is rumored to have, not even just rumored.
No, it ain't a rumor. Yeah,
the proof
that's,
is in the pudding
fact.
In your yard.
It's a fact that it has like psychotropic effects. It's a
kind of. Not the ones you
yeah,
want
not
to
good
have.
Ones. Not
they're
good
closely
ones.
Related to death,
yeah,
as far
yeah,
as
yeah,
I
yeah.
understand.
It's poison tree is
yeah,
pretty much
it has
what
a
it
poison.
Is.
But if you do it right.
So as you know, I have my lawn guy. And
we're promoting pedophilia and doing angel trumpets now.
Gino, exactly.
Don't mix the two.
And I say to him a couple weeks ago, you know, like, well, you know, he comes by every week just to see, you know, oh, maybe in the winter it's grown like a quarter inch. Like, oh, I don't know, man. It's looking messy. I'm like, Gino, no, it's cool. We don't need it mowed for another few weeks, you know. We don't need, we're good. It can be messy for a little bit. When it gets a little warmer, we'll think, you know, it's not grown enough. Like, yeah. You don't need to mow it.
Right.
I'm like, okay, finally it is getting a little messy. We'll get it cut next whatever. We schedule a day. And when you do, like, how do you feel about chopping down this tree? Mm. And he's looking at it. He's like, that's one of them trees, isn't it?
one of them trees.
Of its lore.
And he's like scared of it. Like, he's like,
he didn't keep all the people flowers. Feared it. He didn't make tea in your yard with.
Yeah.
Is this basically, I was asked the question, is this going to get me fucked up? Like, if I like play in it, if it rubs all over me, I'm like, no, it's not. It's only if you ingest it.
I would be like, what tree are you talking about?
No, but he was scared of it. Wow. Like, he was like,
I don't know about it.
Like, I've heard about this fucking weird thing. I don't want to get around it.
Sounds like a goddamn Venus flytrap.
So I'm like, all right, here's, I'll give you an extra $10 if you chop down the tree. So day comes, a week goes by. I kind of forget about it. I come home. It's one of those rare days that I'm home before Teresa. Mm-hmm. And right. I get home, and so, like, the drive is way open. I can see that the, you know, the lawn has been mowed. I can see that, like, work has been done. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, my trash cans were out the night before. My trash cans weren't there. Shit. Like, I'm like, oh, fucking shit's gone down. And I turn and look at the tree, and it's a fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, because it's, like, it's gone from... What I'm thinking is basically he just took a chainsaw and just basically just went
one full swipe and he was done.
And that was his.
There's a few branches left. There's.
It's amazing how much space that thing took up.
It's been hacked, though.
I will say there's positives and negatives. Now my yard feels like it's double the size because the tree is that, you know,
real estate there.
Yeah, it's good in that way, but this. Big beast of this monster that was this like fixture of the yard is now just like gone, and now it's like because he's a short dude, Gino. So you were talking about. I'm glad you made it like go more straight up than like spreading out. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but that's only because Gino is like 4'11" and can only reach so far to get some of those top branches. Wow. Like, so Gino's not standing on a ladder.
He's keeping it short.
It's if you can imagine a pine cone. But it's all just like sticks for the body of the pine cone and then some green shit at the top spreading like,
not one flower.
Not a pine cone, a pineapple, you know, just like a palm tree or something up the top just fucking sprucing out. It looks stupid as fuck.
A demon pineapple.
And I'm angry about my lawn care provider.
Do you know?
I'm telling you, just fire this fucking guy. You'll just be happier.
No, I gotta stick by Gino, man.
Do it yourself, man.
I gotta stick by Gino. You know what it is time for that we didn't do any of in the first segment?
What time is that?
I think it's time for a little bit of Lister's favorite segment.
Yeah, we didn't do any in the first segment.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby.
What?
You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Talk about.
You know we got them, baby. Clips.
I got some good ones for you tonight, so I'm not even worried about this. Did you know that Bill Cosby?
I'm glad we start. Okay.
What do you do now?
Well, I didn't realize that back in I think the 70s he did an album. Like, of course, he had his comedy albums and
he
what
did
have
a few
you.
Albums.
But he did a couple albums where he would sing different songs. He would. I think he.
I'm guilty
this particular
of having
one,
at least one Bill Cosby record.
Like a musical record, though.
No.
Okay. No, okay.
Just him doing comedy.
Well, this is a musical record. Okay. Apparently, he did a bunch of different songs. I've only been able to find the one. I'm going to be in search of the rest of the cover songs he did. He did a bunch of different cover songs and recorded them. This is Bill Cosby doing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm not even kidding. This is a real thing.
All right. Is this a take or what? All right. Okay. Everybody. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
He's got a full band backing him now, too, so it's good.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. All right.
He's just going to keep saying putting pop over and over again.
Put
it was 20 years ago today. Oh. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play.
This is amazing.
Going in and out of style.
This is horrible.
Guaranteed to raise a smile.
Holy shit.
Makes me angry.
Introduced to you.
And I don't even like the Beatles.
That you've known for all these years. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. In a pudding bowl.
Wow.
Tell me this is not one of the greatest finds of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty unique.
He looks like Snoop.
Oh. See, it's pretty dope, though.
Hey.
And then,
the backup singer's guy
comes in. You're like, what the
Sing
fuck?
It, children.
Sing it, children.
Parliament.
I'm letting this one roll now.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely.
Because guess what? Of course he comes back in.
You know
I can't wait.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
That the singer's gonna sing a song.
God.
I want y'all to sing along. So let me introduce to you.
It's so bad.
It's gonna haunt me.
I hope our listener is just slamming their face into the wall like I am.
I'll listen to Gary Glitter over this.
It's been a musically awesome.
Thank you
show.
For.
It really has.
Well, at least, you know. Yeah. Thank you for entertaining that. I was in a musical mood this week, I guess. I don't know.
I can't believe we all survived that.
That could almost ruin the Beatles.
That was so bad. It was amazing, though. Yeah. It was fucking great. I really enjoyed it.
I'll slow things down because I do have more music. Yeah. I do have more music for you. But
let's keep jamming.
I hope it gets worse.
Here's some footage from I forget what this game is. This game is from a weird place. It's a basketball game here. Hang on, I'll tell you where it's from. This is not college basketball. It's about the level of college basketball, right?
Yeah.
I want to say it's in a weird country that you wouldn't expect. Oh, shit, no, it's Australia. That's it. It's Australia. So this is from an Australian, probably their pro or basketball league.
Okay.
And just watch what this guy in the stands does. Now, it's a fairly professional looking thing, right?
It looks legit. There's a lot of fans there. Sure. The court looks nice.
This is not in a high school gym. Yeah,
that's a nice hoop.
There's front row seats just like you'd get anywhere. But this is some pretty brazen action and probably further proof that the Australians are just horrible, horrible people. I've been saying this for a long time.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah, no, they are. Check this out from one of the front row attendees who's obviously not happy with the game.
All right.
Thornton finding himself in all sorts of trouble there. Oh, and then gets a beer tipped on his head for his trouble.
Oh, what?
So stand by here. We're at a game. A guy like goes in for the net, like does that whole move where you sort of like, you know, you're going for the net, you get caught up, you slide.
Yeah.
You know, you slide and you're basically sliding out of bounds and, you know.
Is that the boot slides, boogie?
Slides right into sort of like the sidelines, one would say.
Yeah.
Right.
And
everyone would say that. It's the sidelines.
All right.
I'm just calling you out on your basketball your basketball knowledge.
That's fine.
Someone better.
Instead of watching these clips, I want to hear Owen's interpretation of basketball.
This yeah, you know,
that'll be an opus.
This kid with awesome dreads basically, you know, hits the sideline there where there's kind of an advertisement board. And right, and as he hits it, now there's like a splash. There's a splash on his face.
All right.
And he can obviously see that this player is very unhappy about something from the fans being
upset.
Possibly spilt on him.
What the fuck just happened? For his trouble.
He looks at the ref.
Now the camera goes directly to the shot of
like,
this
what the
old
that
dude.
Beer? And now did he spray? Did he actually pour beer on his face?
Well, you're going to find out.
Old man, too, huh?
He goes directly to, you know, this guy who's an old dude sitting right on the sidelines. Yeah, who's this guy? This white guy drinking his premium beer here. I don't know what they're drinking in Australia.
Bud Light.
I would hope Foster's.
But check out this how the rest of this unfolds.
Some serious beef here. Oh shit!
It's like, oh, what happened?
Oh, one of the shit. Fans in the corporate one of the fans.
And now he's chugging his beer.
I'm just one of the fans.
What beer? I don't know.
Yeah, he's nervous drinking now.
So the commentators start talking about it. It's like, is this guy... I don't know. Why are we zooming in on this guy? Did
this
guy
do
something?
Is this guy a homeless
guy
that just scored like these great seats?
Replay.
Want to see this?
Was there a glass perhaps resting on the edge?
Oh, they got the replay.
Was there a glass perhaps resting on the edge of maybe on the sidelines? You know, did the old man pour the beer on the player?
What a recap!
Yeah. So this is what
they're paying
resting on the edge.
They're paying attention to all the wrong shit.
Oh. No, hang on,
shit, son.
Beer. The gentleman in the beer. Watch it again.
Don't do that.
Well, that's outrageous.
And his missus has given him a spray. And so she should.
His missus.
So she should.
It wasn't me.
That was awesome.
Pretend that it wasn't
so the old guy, the old bitter, probably racist.
They just called his ass out.
Yeah, he just got called out for just kind of like chucking some beer his way when he went down.
I like how he chugged his beer after because he thought he was going to get taken out of the game.
Well,
they were
I've got no beer anymore. The beer is done.
I like that theory beer. That he was like, oh shit, I'm getting kicked out of here.
Yeah. No, I'm just casually drinking.
Better finish this.
He orders another one real fast.
His old lady, for real. Like, she looked
yeah, she was pissed.
She's
we'll
pissed
never get
out.
These tickets.
Give me
again.
Another beer. We get to throw them on the desk.
Oh my God. If you did that in America,
you're out.
Dude would have been pulled into the court and probably beaten by a player.
Like, imagine if you did that to in the pros to LeBron. See,
oh
like,
my
dude, you'd
God,
be fucking
dude.
In jail.
U.S. basketball players have thrown fucking seats at a fucking people,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, we don't fuck around.
Goes on.
That's a crime on so many fronts. It's hard to count them.
There he goes.
He was chased out.
Yep.
His night is over.
He looks all
his
drunk.
His night is
he's
over.
Walking all like he's walking suspect.
Your night's over.
He's still got his beer in his hand, though.
Let me finish that.
He was prepared to waste it, tipping it on Marcus Thornton's head, but he won't let it go.
Yep, good work from the security.
Let's go.
That's good
job.
Degenerate hero of
that
the week.
Man's
that
family
guy
is like, we saw you on the TV get kicked the fuck out of the basketball game for being a drunk.
But there's nothing else going on in Australia that's basically like the
that was headline
the
number, news.
Headline
right
news.
Oh,
yeah.
You're the beer spiller
today. Gary poured beer on a basketball player.
Wow, that was
good
a really
job.
Good. That was
good
a really
job,
good Australian
Gary.
Accent. There, you just got to trick me for a moment.
Thanks, man. All right, going back to some tunes. I know you like them here.
Yeah.
Hey. Tunes.
Oh shit! Son.
It's a new video. It's called Little Big, and it's the song's called Big Dick.
Big.
It's called Big Dick. This is frightening in every level.
Oh, wow.
If Owen says it's frightening, I'm worried.
There's a lot of dicks. There's a lot of Russians.
Whoa, like dicks? Like full-on dicks?
They're blurred out dicks, but they're big dicks. This is semi...
Big blurred dicks.
This clip is going to make its rounds. I just know I probably found it on the right day. Right now, we've just got a tattooed... Rusky with a mustache, and he's got a big bear tattooed on him. He's got bear claw sides.
Yeah.
He's got Russian font like Tupac.
Thug life.
Sexy bitches though.
Oh, that haircut.
What?
Dude,
so the haircut fuck? Is then just something else.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's even harder.
There has definitely been a bunch of themes in this show. He's Hitler-esque.
Yeah.
Speaking
it
of Hitler-esque, that's Hitler-esque.
All right, well, he's also wearing cowboy boots. He's naked.
And a big
and
old...
blurred out his
big
dick.
Blurred dick.
But he's got a big blurry dick.
My dick is very big. My dick is big. It's big. My dick is very big. So his dick is big. It's very, very big. My dick is big. It's
playing the piano from a few feet away.
Is that girl like a little person?
I don't know.
I think she is.
Dick on her cheek.
I don't know if it's like a weird camera angle thing or
yeah,
if that's
it could
a little
a camera
person.
Trick.
I think she's in
her,
the...
But her proportions are weird.
Yeah, I think she might be a little person.
She's a tall little person.
My dick's so big, it touches the sky. I check out as a language when I fly.
This is going to get a lot of press.
It's going to be huge.
The visuals, very brilliant.
They've got
it's fucking edgy
rows
fuck.
Of donuts with pouring oozing, fucking, oozing wow. Yeah. From
it's the most. This is like soaked with sexual fucking innuendo.
Yeah, that's the point. There's it's midgets great. Now dancing. My dick is big. My dick is
very big. My dick is big. That was good. My dick is very
big. This dude sells it, man.
Yeah,
great.
This is one that you just kind of have to watch. Yeah, to be honest with you. It does make me think of something that and I'll just pause on that visual, with my whole new, you know, found reappreciation for vinyl records and having a good sound system and all that.
I thought you were going to say big
dick. So you can play this song?
That's a lie.
I would definitely play this song, but what I was going to ask you earlier, and it's even in my notes, is am I too young to acquire an armchair? I want an old man armchair.
You're never too
I feel
young
like
for
every
that.
Man wants an armchair.
All right, I want an armchair
because
and
it's
I
like a throne to a man.
And it's
not
and
a
it's
great
an accomplishment
armchair,
in life.
But I'm gonna sit with my cowboy boots, big or small, my dick is, and sit there in my armchair.
My dick is little.
It butted wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
There it is. There it is.
There it is, man. Start making that beat. Forward, my dick so big it can be banned. It will be our president. Oh, the lyrics are great too. The time and space. My dick so big it's behind you. It
follows you. It follows you. That was so creepy, man.
I feel like everybody has to be watching this right now.
Yeah. I know. It's innuendo for innuendo's sake. We can all agree.
It's gonna be like, oh man, this is gonna be the get laid song too. People will be all up on this in the club.
This is gonna be huge.
There's gonna be 100 EDM remixes of this in the next month.
Totally.
And they know it. And yeah, that's definitely a little person.
That guy is so...
Now he's got... There's train tracks, toy trains going into the JJs.
What a way to end it. There you go.
Wow. Great find.
All right. So, okay. That's all that right. clip. You guys need to see that one. That one's pretty easy.
I don't think I'll ever be the same after
that
watching
that.
That
shit is as advertised right there.
Yep. Pretty much.
NSFW, by the way. Don't be playing that at work.
Turn it up.
Actually, play it at work.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, see what happens.
Get people up on their feet.
Show your boss.
What are you listening to? Just this.
Show your boss's boss.
Matiak. Show your boss's boss. Throw that on an email chain.
Do you know the owner of your company? Email it to them.
Directly.
Felt through it.
Make sure his kids are in the room is when he's listening to
it. Yeah. Throw we'll give you a free sticker. How about that?
Exactly.
You just gotta send us the email chain, we'll read it on the air.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a free sticker.
I'm down.
Fuck your dream sticker.
A fuck your dream sticker.
I'll send you a sticker.
My dick is big song.
A fun pack.
Them shits are hot. They're going out quick.
They're gonna be all over Orlando before you know it.
In a minute. That's how awesome it was.
Yeah.
I'd sell seven every 10 minutes. Based upon the graphic alone, without anything to do with Ono Radio Show.
Yeah.
I've got it on
like
10 other websites right now. I've just stolen the art, and I'm making money off the art.
Ray's where's my money?
Yeah,
Ray's like, he has like a big accounting book. He's just writing down every time he sees it.
Check. Check.
You'll have my bill at the end of your life. Holy shit.
You'll get
Fuck
it.
Fuck your dreams.
This one... There's a bit of a backstory to it, apparently.
I feel like you just can't top the big dick, man.
No, you really can't.
And clips.
And I should, but this one, it's a love proposal song. It's by an Indian guy.
Play on, my friend.
Oh, boy.
We love our Indian guys here. It's good.
It was apparently this guy that I think an American went over to India, met this dude on vacation. Kind of stayed in touch with him. And when he was there, this guy was explaining to him, like, no, I'm going to be, like, big rapper man. Like, I'm going to be,
big
like,
rapper man,
awesome,
yeah.
Like, fucking, he decided on a whim, overnight, he was just going to be top shit rapper.
Biggie like, Smalls.
He's got it. And this is what he did. And this, keep in mind, part of his marketing campaign. This is directed towards Valentine's Day, which is coming up, you know, don't forget, you know, February 14th, right around the corner.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
So hey,
this is his song that's like, it's a whole love proposal story. And I feel like we can break it down together based upon this video as well. Very accurately explains the story.
All right.
Much as the song does. But sweet production. Like, obviously, like, this guy's really got his shit together.
Or he has money.
This might be the DJ Khaled of India. I don't know.
Another one.
We don't need another one.
Smart thought.
That, okay. So I think he wished for another one of him. That was the first step. He's
very
wished,
self-serving.
Yeah. First wish, clone.
Yeah, he cloned himself so he could talk to himself and do this music video with his awesome shades on.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, guy obviously has money, too. Production, yep. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
here we go.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Today you will have a lot of bad thoughts. So I would like to give you two chances today, two girls. Try to impress them today. It will be practice for you.
I have not got any effect on that, by the way. That is not... This is the quality of the clip.
I don't understand
this
a word of it.
I feel they should have put some subtitles up in that piece.
Good reverb.
They probably should have.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, now I get it.
He's like, you gotta meet your girl today, I think. You gotta woo your chick, you know? Like, this is the song to get your lady hot. Get your girl. Get your dream
girl. We want
girl.
You to be the Indian side.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly
He's
what
He's Indian side.
Yep.
Let me tell you a few things I feel about to do. I'm very, 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 very love with you. And I fly with the baby so high, with the baby so I can kiss with the baby and I hug with the baby. So baby, baby, all the time. Wanna be with you all the time. Baby, baby, all
Likes
the time.
Babies.
Wanna be with you all the time.
Wow.
Let's start the dime. You
Are you sure this is
awesome
a Gary Glitter song?
Mine, but
so
first,
it's the Gary Glitter Heil Nazi episode.
Psy episode. Yes.
Heil Psy.
Well, this is horrible, Owen. Thank you for this.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
That's gotta be Psy's new fucking marketing campaign.
I do
Heil,
like
Heil Psy.
I don't know. I like how like one of his rhymes is "Let's have a wine." Like
let's
that,
have a wine.
Let's have a wine.
It'll be good.
I'm gonna
baby,
like, make
baby
out with a
all
sexy
the time.
Avatar.
That suit though.
He's kind
Feel
of a
now.
Genie.
Believe me now.
Oh, it hurts.
Hold me now. Oh, touch me
he
now.
Looks like one of those cookies in that suit.
Me now.
What? He couldn't get a real girl to do the video, so he just had it animated.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's fucking scary.
Whoa, what is that?
Feel me now. Believe me now. Hold me now. Oh, touch me now.
Oh my God. What do you want me to hold you
I'll
to?
Make you well.
Hold
we'll scream
I'll make you well.
This is a beautiful disaster.
He is so good.
He is so good.
His animated chick is saying he
is so good.
This guy was just a rich guy that was
He's
like,
also
make
making
this video.
Some sort of suggestion long penis. Which I doubt.
I like to shake the glasses move. Oh.
Yep. That's enough of that, I think.
Hey, here's the real question. Did she say yes?
Could we just go back to that for a minute? One of his dance moves
I'm
was just
sure.
taking his glasses and shaking them with his
I
hands.
I actually give him credit for that one. I think I'm going to rip that off. Like, that
he,
is,
he even did it behind the head. He did a shake behind the head
that's
with the
a
glasses.
Solid wedding party outside
that's,
wedding dance move like you can do.
You just break it down and kind of shake the glasses.
Shake the glasses.
No one's done that. That
is original.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, there it is.
Shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it.
Glass. He shook it from the side. Got it from the side.
That might be my new go-to move, you know?
Yeah, but it can only be one of our go-to moves. If we were all at a party doing that, they're going to be like, these motherfuckers are weird.
All of them are shaking their glasses? I don't know.
Too many glass shaking on the dance floor.
I don't know what that's all about, but yeah, that was Clips.
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 There you go. That was Clips.
I like our version better.
I love the new outros to clips. They're so much better.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. We can go right into products, man. We can go right in.
My favorite just time of the show.
Because I know you'd be so happy if we did.
Because, yeah, clips is over, so what do we do next?
I was going to ask, has products gotten better in the time
no,
of the
No, it
away?
Just gets worse.
Oh, no.
Owen thinks it's better, and he tries to promote it as such, but it's always worse.
Oh, it's way better, man.
So oh, yeah, exactly. Here we go. Here's the spiel.
It's way better.
It's got these smart products that, you know, you just you're going to need in your life.
You might need a smart product.
But they connect to your phone.
But exactly. Exactly,
I want my phone.
You want shaking glasses? I got an app for that shit.
We could do that. You could time it out, set alarms.
I need
you
to
could.
Set it to my Facebook page.
Share.
God damn it. Now I'm going to do it.
Here we go, listeners. We the time right of your in. Life. It is products.
It's so funny how much
I hope that you buy every one of these because you need them.
I wonder if we've ever directed a sale on the show, like sent someone that actually bought something really awful.
I think a bug assault has happened.
Yeah. Mikey bought a bug assault.
Oh, well, there you go. That's exactly why.
I don't know that was a direct result of us, but
I think it was.
He coincidentally bought one. Maybe we subconsciously got in his head, but that could happen.
We did our job.
This week on products, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm always tired these days. Zach, you live a very hectic life.
I do, yes.
I direct these products directly towards you now. You know that.
Okay.
This is your segment.
I do, yeah,
now.
Yeah. And usually we'll like get, you'll usually make me think products are going to be good, but like the first one or the second one, and then the third one, you just shit on it. And then I still hate products.
Well, let me tell you about this. I got some. I got some good news.
Okay.
Your life, even though you're tired, even though you're rushing from job and school and life in general.
Just doing shit, yeah.
You know, you're always tired. You always sleep. You hate waking up.
I'm not
up.
Always tired.
You always hate waking up, though, you know?
I do hate waking up.
All right.
She's a doctor about that.
Well, man, I got to tell you, do you drink a lot of coffee?
A lot of coffee, yeah.
All right. Well, this coffee's not good for you.
Then
you know?
What is
that's going to dry
that's
you
so
out.
So I've heard.
Maybe you need this.
Neither is this podcast.
Maybe you need the energy boost. Shit.
Great buildup.
Has this ever happened to you? You finally drag yourself out of bed and you look like you're an extra from The Walking Dead. Oh, all you
man.
Need is
how
a
relevant.
Cup of coffee. But guess what? There's no coffee.
That was
my
me, that
poor
was me
planning.
This morning. Wow.
Yeah.
So I mean, that happens
that's
to you all
I
the
react,
time, right?
Yeah.
That's how you react.
I get like angry. That.
How about this?
And then I get
you're training for the Olympics. You need that extra jolt of energy to make it through your workout, but it's hard.
Who the fuck drinks coffee when they're running?
Her fucking heart is going to explode.
To work out with second degree burns.
Is this the fucking 80s? Who the fuck is doing that shit
and
anymore?
A concussion. And this? You're at one of these fancy overpriced coffee shops that always spells your name wrong. And the line you're standing in to place your order is never ending.
Points off.
Okay, get to the fucking product.
Yeah, I'm going to say, these fucking people that put these up there, do they not know to fucking at least mention the product immediately? Like, who the fuck still listens to
any
this?
Any good sale technique is you get to the fucking thing you want people to buy quick.
You have like 3 seconds of someone's attention, and then if you don't mention the product, they don't listen. Yeah.
This guy made a short film.
Poor at marketing. Poor at marketing.
Hello, friend.
There
let
he
me
is.
Ask you something.
Now they try and be all slick. They bring in this guy.
Hi, friend. I'm that fucking stereotypical fucking spokesperson in every goddamn video.
That's like sort of hip and trendy. Kind
of hip, but out of place with a suit coat on.
Exactly.
Fuck.
I could be selling you Man Shaves Club or a box of goddamn Wheaties. Here we go.
Do you need a pick me up without the put me downs? Snap on Juul and satisfy your caffeine fix. Feel better? Dance on, my good man. Dance.
Did you catch the name? Did you catch the name?
Juul.
What is it?
Juul.
Oh, Juul.
Like
the singer?
Like electricity joules.
Like
units of measurement.
Oh,
joules.
Yeah, joules. That's, yeah, you're right.
That's okay. Where they're going with it. All right? So it's an energy wristband. Here we go.
I like the way he's utilizing it.
Jewel bracelets have a slot in the bottom for energy patches that contain caffeine and vitamins. Now, I'm sure you're asking yourself, do these bracelets work? Well, let me turn the question back to you. Does a one-legged duck swim in circles?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, they do. Caffeine is administered through the skin.
Oh, that humor.
It's fat soluble. That's how it gets past your blood-brain barrier. Who says chemistry can't be sexy?
Oh, my God. You know how much these angers me?
These revolutionary patches administer caffeine transdermally and last 4 hours. The patches are also stylish stickers for all you fashionistas out there.
Yeah, it's a caffeine patch.
It's a caffeine patch.
I guess, but
I didn't really realize that was a thing, but now it's like a trendy caffeine patch with vitamins and
it's weird.
Yeah. That's a thing.
But you're not drinking it, you're absorbing it through your skin.
Yeah. Is that
That's weird, man. What are we gonna all go to Starbucks in the future and they're just gonna like strap on a fucking bracelet on us? I'm sorry, was this a grande or a venti? I ordered a fucking venti. All right.
It's like what angers you the most about it, Zach?
It just concerns me, man, because there's so many stupid fucking products that we play that I just worry about how much time in my life has been wasted listening to stupid fucking products.
I just think you need the fuel patch, Zach.
I hate it. It's fucking retarded.
Well, it's also important to know what's out there.
Look at this bitch in a fur coat and this girl. Why does that girl have a feather boa on? Where are we? Are they at a costume party?
Right. Well,
feather boas are cool, man.
What is this, fucking Brooklyn?
Well, goddamn it, Zach. Goddamn it.
All right, what you got next?
Yeah, come on.
Do you like swimming?
Not really.
I can do it.
Well, here you go, Zach, because there's the swim bot, just in case you do.
Okay.
Wow.
Here we go.
I'm David Jamin, CEO of SwimBot.
And then these fucking people.
With bot standing for better on technique. I love technology.
I
was dreaming about a product for beginners and champions to improve their technique and progress faster.
SwimBot, go!
It's not even it. SwimBot is really disappointing. When I see a product called SwimBot,
I don't want to have to do anything.
Wild.
I want it to just fucking make me swim.
This is where we're
SwimBot
on the same
the
page,
future, man.
I don't want a fucking smart product that's going to tell me how to swim
your
faster
technique,
and help me with my technique. I want a swim bot. I want a robot
misleading.
Get into that will swim for me or some form of bot technology.
Will swim for you.
Yeah, that's a fucking swim bit.
Thank you.
Fitbit, swim bit.
This is a swim
tell
bit,
you how to do
not
that
a
shit.
Bot. It's got to punch parts. All right, we got it.
Is that Matchbox 20?
Might as well be.
It's gonna give you technique ratings.
I want it to swim with me.
But
so you think of it differently.
I want it to be my swimming bot companion.
That's cool too.
Swim buddy.
Like I said, swim bot, go.
And
like he jumps in the water. He's my little companion.
And he can carry beer.
Yeah. Now we're thinking.
He can float when he wants to.
Yeah.
He can keep the beer like
he plays music when I want him to.
And he can go fetch.
Hold an ashtray with his mouth.
Swimbot ash.
Yeah.
Swimbot pour. He pours a beer. You just
he's like a little.
It.
He's like your.
We're rewriting products here. I like it.
No,
there's different levels. The advanced Swimbot could pour like mixed drinks and stuff.
I love it.
You know,
I'm
the beginner's level
Swimbot.
Just gets you a beer.
Ty, you've been very quiet on this show. We never even got
Are you not digging Swimbot?
You're not digging Swimbot?
I'm done with Swimbot.
What if Swimbot also gave you your insulin? That'd be cool. Swimbot, insulin.
It kept track of the puke count.
It just stabs you with a needle all violently. Like
Swimbot with the upgrade to keep track of puke count. And
it'd be like a free upgrade that it would get over
time.
Thank
you, Ty. Today's totals are 69 vomits, 0 non-vomits.
You should go to the doctor.
We could program.
Again.
Yeah, we could
It does have non-vomits. It doesn't just. It doesn't just give you the vomits. It gives you the. Swimbot, best product ever.
Yeah, man.
Not this one. Our Swimbot.
I just like
ours.
The fact that
the Oh No Swimbot.
We've created such an amazing piece of technology that can only live in the pool.
That does kind of suck. Yeah, I know.
Ty has to jump in the pool to get his puke count of the week.
Luckily, I
know. Let me throw on my trunks. I just got to find out what my puke count is for the day.
To get his insulin, he has to jump in the pool.
I got to take my shot. So.
Seriously, what would be great is if Ty had a robot roaming around roaming his house, like any sort of robot, and just jabs him every once in a while with his insulin. He just walks up to him.
Insulin injected.
You're a dick, robot.
Don't do that.
Fuck you.
It just pricks you in the neck all violently and shit.
Ow. All right, at least it's over with, you know?
Yeah.
All done. Good job.
We can be onto something here. Just the insulin injection alone.
Yeah, it's a spider that walks around your house. It's a big spider just creeps you out until you like have to take your medicine. And we're gonna make it for kids.
I got the metaphor.
It's the scorpion.
Yeah, and it'll sting you with insulin. Your fucking ankles.
The diabetes bot.
The diabot.
Ty's just shaking his head.
It's smart connectivity,
but it has to have Wilford Brimley's voice recorded for all the commands.
That I'd buy that. Yeah.
Time to take your insulin. Just gets you right in the neck.
Last product of the week.
All right.
Hey.
This is from another news source reporting, but that's fine. Because it goes back to kind of what we were talking about earlier with your Oculus Rifts and your virtual bullshit.
And your Game Boys and your ping-pong tables.
Here we go with, the virtual sex toys. So you can be sort of, you know...
Finally.
Across the world from each other.
Doing it.
And doing
it. Or at least fingering each other's buttholes.
Ooh, that screen upstairs, and you'll see that you can... You can control.
Whoa! Someone's having a good time.
Wow!
Oh,
he's touching.
That's strange.
That's two fingers in.
Like it?
Now this thing is kind of Jesus. It looks like my Amazon Echo. The one that I'd put on my dick looks like an Amazon Echo. Well,
kind
you know?
Of, sort of.
It's a big ass.
Does it talk to you? Can it talk?
What's the name of the one you have?
You're doing what do you really call it? Well, Owen.
What do you call them? The robot?
Sylvia
you have?
Or Cynthia?
I don't have a robot. Oh, that robot?
That what do you call your robot?
Oh, Alexa?
Alexa, yeah.
Alexa, suck my cock.
Alexa. It's all robotic and shit. Gaga, 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 gaga.
Blah, 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 blah.
Alexa, play Lynyrd Skynyrd, Oh, That Smell.
Well,
bad.
So it's like two-way direction. So when you're touching it, I feel it, and when I touch it, you feel it.
But something a bit strange about this.
If you obviously see it, it's you know something.
It's put in work.
Yeah. If you're sitting,
we can all agree that if you put your dick in that, it's gonna feel good. Right?
I don't even need to buy it to tell you that.
Yeah.
And someone's going to be on the other end of it, too. That's the point, is that there's a peripheral for each end.
Yeah, but can I be honest with you? How many chicks are going to get revenge and just, like, snap that?
I don't know.
There's
gotta
be, there's a governor. There's a governor on this thing. Yeah.
There's an off switch on that thing.
She's going to attach it to a sand belt.
Sander?
Sander, like an electronic...
Yeah. Yeah, that's a horrible.
Just put a nice clamp on it.
It might feel good. That's a good.
Ty
act.
Likes the sandpaper idea.
Yeah, that's a good.
Okay, can I tell you the reality of this? Is they start making this stuff, and eventually, you know, what's going to be weird is they'll tie this into like how Tinder is or whatever. Like, I think eventually there will be communities of that, and you're going to be getting jerked off by a lot of guys.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
You're so amazing. Your avatar is so amazing.
Hey, but you know what? They know what they're doing.
Oh,
so.
My God. Yeah, exactly. But no.
Go
Wow. Okay.
I feel all sorts of creepy.
I do too. Yeah. 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 I'm never gonna get into that kind of lifestyle.
Products.
So yeah, that was products for you. So,
ending on a real awful dystopian future.
Products.
Innovation. Technology.
Tech
buzzwords.
Space.
Products.
We never even announced the phone call line.
I don't think so at this point. We don't want to take your phone calls.
Yeah. I like how we get two calls. We never announce the number.
And it's our yeah. luckily, they just know it. Yeah. It's on their speed dial.
Good thing that's in something. I don't know. It's been fun. I think we need to get out of here. I've had a good night. The only other thing I wanted to talk about tonight was how my cat has a new affinity for my shoes.
Oh,
for whatever reason, like, she's always liked leather, but and I've had leather shoes where she's like been gone crazy, but now it's like any pair of shoes.
Mm.
And I wear my Converse all the time, my low top Converse. I kick them off in the kitchen a couple nights ago. I come in after about an hour, and there's all the other pairs of shoes that are there. Every single one of them is fine. She has chosen this fucking pair of shoes, and I swear to God, I pulled another cat out of the goddamn shoes. Like, the hair that was just like embedded on them.
What the fuck is she doing with it?
I don't know. It's like
shedding her skin inside of it.
Yeah, like, was she putting the hair
in a shoe?
Like, no how much way. Hair? Like, handfuls of
well,
hair?
Well, I'm a little worried about... I'm just a little worried that she's just, like, too attached to me or something. Like, it's something like oh, I've just come in. Like, I want to be...
Well, that's not something to worry about. But,
you know? Yeah, I mean,
that's just odd that it'd be that much hair inside of your shoe from a cat. What the fuck?
Oh, she puked in one of my shoes the other day, too.
Oh,
she's done that.
She's got a higher puke count than Ty? That's maybe. Sad.
What's her non-puke count like?
She went a few weeks without no pukes, and then there was a puke. So she's pretty much on the same schedule.
Probably like, close.
When she does, though, she does. She overeats, and then she goes and pukes.
You
and Ginger have something in
you know what? Now that you say that, I completely can envision Ty just being around his house and just hacking up like a hairball-style thing. Like,
that happens.
Sorry, Ginger. I'll throw that away.
Ginger.
You are part cat too, Ty. Cat lizard.
Are we all good for next week on a Thursday?
Yeah.
How's that working?
There's a possibility I have to travel.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. No, seriously, I may. I will find out tomorrow if I'm on the job.
That's awesome.
I work that day and it's a show day, but the show is early in the day, so I should be good.
All right. Well, sorry for putting you to task on air about it, but we can figure it out. Yeah. You know,
there will be a show.
There will be a show.
We always do a show. Yeah. Whether it's we did a Tuesday show.
Wouldn't it be
Wednesday
awesome
show,
if one day it
Thursday
was just
show.
None of us on the show? Like, you get strangers to come do the show. How awesome would that be?
The show
be,
must go on.
That'd be great.
Him
just
and
some
his
random
Alexa.
Person hosting it. His Alexa. Dude, we should. You should have the Alexa on as a guest.
Oh, yeah. She's been in.
She's been in.
When you weren't here.
Oh, that's awesome. She's been sad I missed that.
It's awesome because you could just ask her anything and she's gonna
like honest have, stuff?
It should be Gino and your neighbor across the street. What's his name right over there?
Oh, Ed.
Oh,
Ed.
Don't
you should
any.
Have Ed and Gino doing
host
the show.
Host the show.
Yeah.
Have fun with that one, Owen.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. I think I'm gonna concentrate more if we're talking about new segments and stuff to do on the record thing for next week. That's gonna
be
fun.
That'd be a fun
hopefully
segment.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. So we can all just like bring in records, we can all play stuff, intros, outros, music breaks. All that type of thing.
Yeah, man, that sounds great.
And we're rolling out the new advertising program.
New advertising program, exactly. Basically, what it comes down to is you're getting 2 months for the price of one.
Yeah.
I said the first month free. That's apparently hard for people to understand. Yeah. Essentially, what we're doing here is a two-month deal. Starting out, you get advertisements on all of our shows. This and Something Dreadful. And possibly other little bonus shows that are going to be popping up here and there on onomedia.com. But of course, you get all the promotion on the new website that's coming up. And, of course, Facebook, Twitter, everything that we can do for you. So if you are interested in that, please go just email me over at Owen at onoradioshow.com. Anything else we need to promote? Twitter at the real ONRS. We need to do that. That's always a thing that we need to do.
Twiddly D.
Appreciate all the activity in the Ono Facebook page. That's been awesome to see you guys. Yeah.
Oh no, in the group. In the group.
Yeah, on the group.
Not the page.
Group.
Join the group.
Yeah,
in fact,
group's
all of us. Like, yeah. Fuck the page. The page is for losers.
Yeah, we'll still give us likes on the white. Give us likes on there too. But yeah. go to the group and
the party.
Speak your
the party's
mind.
On the group.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're gonna start that party up more. We're going to bring a crazy drunk midget to that party soon, so I hope you keep showing up to it.
Anyway, we say one thing when we get out of here,
What's
and
that
one thing, sir, is...
Eat a bag of dicks!
And buy a sticker.